From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup, and this is Exam. Exam takes a weekly look at what's new in education in mid-Missouri. Last week, I spoke to Dr. Tim Majerus, the principal at Beulah Ralph Elementary, who had recently returned from Houston, Texas, where he dropped off over 550 boxes of donated school supplies. Here's some of our conversation. Can you just give me a little explanation of where you were and what you were doing there?
My son and I took a truck down to the Houston area to deliver supplies that lots and lots of schools in mid-Missouri collected to benefit the victims of the flood that took place a month or so ago in Houston. We actually delivered supplies to three different districts and a total of 13 schools.
Can you tell me a little bit about when you got the idea to start the supplies drive?
Sure. So the idea came because after the floods in Houston, I think everyone in our country was looking for a way to help, but it was difficult to know exactly how to help. So one day I started just randomly calling schools in the Houston area, trying to get a hold of somebody. I wanted to find one school to partner with in Houston. But unfortunately at that point, the schools were still closed. So then I started emailing principals in schools in the Houston area and in surrounding towns. And then by the afternoon, I got a phone call back from Matthew Sally, who's the principal at Cofelt Elementary School. And so I was so happy to hear back from him. And he said, yes, his school could use some assistance. And so we agreed to partner with his school. But then when I went back to the office, after talking with Matthew, I found that I had emails from other principals. Pretty soon I definitely had more schools than I knew that our school could help. And so the next morning we had a principal's meeting in Columbia. And so I asked the elementary school principals if they were interested in having their schools partner with a school in the Houston area. And super quickly, 15 of them said, yes, we want to do that.
So can you explain what that delivery drop-off was like?
It was really uplifting. My son Luke and I drove down and began to deliver. Our first stop was at Clear Creek District at an elementary school called Wedgewood. And so we pulled up at that elementary school and there were tons of elementary kids outside ready to help. They had gathered some high school students as well. And so we unloaded the boxes together. All together for all three districts, we had about 557 boxes. And so it was quite a procedure to get those boxes off of the truck. Everyone that we met was so kind and very appreciative of everything that the folks in Columbia had done for them. And they talked about how helpful the supplies that we had gathered would be for their children.
How has this personally affected you, and what are some of the emotions you felt over the past couple of weeks organizing this and then going through the drive and returning?
So I think the thing that I think about the most is how willing to help everyone was. Just about every single person we asked for help said yes. I had some kids out at lunch the other day at McDonald's, and we were sitting there eating lunch, and I had a woman come up to me from a table next door, and she asked me if I was the principal who's taking the supplies down to Houston, and I said yes. And she said, well, I really like what you're doing and I want to be supportive. And so she gave me a $50 bill that day to support this project. It just made me feel good to realize that people definitely wanted to help. And as soon as they found out how they could help, everyone pitched in and joined the effort.
That was Dr. Tim Majerus from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia. I'm Taylor Kinnerup, and this was Exam.